speaking as a member of the board of management of Drumshambo School, which I do as a result of being a member of the Mayo Sligo Leitrim ETB. And I have attended all of those meetings and I have lobbied for and with the management in Drumshambo School for the purchase of this property. And I'm very happy to learn today that it has been agreed and that it will provide the necessary space to include the 11 classroom extension that's proposed for, that's sanctioned for the Drumshambo education facility.
Obviously, Councillor, this has been a bit of a process given that an additional property had to be purchased before the extension could proceed. Obviously, the extension couldn't be built onto the school, so it took a while to get this over the line.
Oh, absolutely, and fair dues to those who endured through the process, because you see, it's one thing to get sanction from the department to get them to agree that yes, you need additional space here because you have a bulging enrolment and, you know, ever increasing year on year. You need this. That's one thing to get across. The other thing is to get across, you know, the estimated cost that that might be, and then, and only then, do they start looking and saying, oh, by the way, can you fit this onto your existing site here? And if not, where do we go? Will there be an engineering solution to this found within the existing site, or are we going to have to look at other alternatives? And fortunately, this piece of ground came available right along the frontier of the existing school property.
And when can we expect to see work beginning on the new extension?
Oh, well, now that's altogether, I suppose realistically, the purchase of this will have to be fully completed, but that's not to say that some of the initial planning can commence now. Once they pay a booking deposit or whatever on this property, they can commence with the initial planning of the 11 rooms and see how that fits on to this newly enlarged site which is available to them now.